Special Climate Envoy to Prime Minister Motley, Avinash Prasad, is elated this morning. From Egypt, he says there's been a historic decision to establish a loss and damage fund for countries that have been acutely impacted by the warming climate. He tells Sagicor's Early Business that it was a result of the strong leadership by an alliance of small island states and what he calls an amazing degree of solidarity shown by the rest of the world.
So COP stands for the Conference of Parties, which are the 192 countries that signed up to a conference convention on climate change. And they meet every year. And this year we went along with a couple objectives in mind. And we came back with movement on all five of the key Bridgetown initiatives on climate change. Our first objective was to raise ambition on build an international coalition around our big, bold idea, the heart of the Bridgetown initiative, which is to create a new international financing facility that drives investment into developing countries to transform the energy, transport and agricultural sectors to low carbon sectors. Our line consistently has been that there's no point pushing for ambition. Every year they meet at COP and they push for more and more ambition. And we say there's no point pushing for ambition without the money to make it possible. And our financing facility would make it possible. Our second objective was to launch our ideas on transforming the World Bank and other development banks, which are still very much stuck in the 1940s when they were set up. And they need to be more fit for the purpose of this new world we're in, of global shocks like the pandemic, like climate change. And we're trying to garner support for the initiatives to transform them on the way, garner support here at COP on the way to the spring and annual meetings of the decision-making boards of these institutions. So after Prime Minister Motley laid out these objectives, President Macron, the EU leadership, Germany and the UK sort of picked up her call. And Macron announced at the conference that he, along with other partners, will be launching an international summit in Paris in June of next year to push the Bridgetown Initiative, and is going to establish a wise persons group to produce a blueprint, a sort of detail of how each of these initiatives would work, and to try and get the summit to back the blueprint then ahead of the annual meetings of these international financial institutions and the annual meeting of the UN General Assembly. We couldn't really have asked for more. The next objective we had during the meat of the conference was to help push the loss and damage funding arrangements a call. So this is a call for creating a fund to help finance countries who have just been hit by a climatic event like Maria and Dorian in Bahamas and Maria in Dominica and, of course, Elsa last year for us. And our sort of main sort of modality here was to back the proposal on the table by the Alliance of Small Island States for new funding arrangements. One of our jobs was to sort of, you know, rally support in some of the other countries, in particular using our new relationship with the EU to come out and support this proposal. And it was, in fact, Europe crossing over to back the plan, along with the unprecedented and formidable unity of the G77, backing the Alliance of Small Island States, led so well by Antigua, that really carried the day. And in my gallery of heroes is Mackay Robertson, the Antiguan coordinator of the Alliance on this issue. He did an amazing job. He was part honey and part passionate bully. Remind me never to be on the other side of the negotiating table from Mackay. Watching him, supporting him, bringing this over the line was a proud moment for all Caribbean people. And let's be clear, this decision was historic. The recognition of the need for and an establishing an actual fund to address losses and damages of developing countries particularly vulnerable to the adverse impacts of climate change. That's what the text says. That was a big step. More steps are required along the journey, but it started here and now at COP.
Special Climate Envoy to Prime Minister Motley, Professor Avinash Prasad. This has been Satyagraha's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.